Okay, so this is a Torah from the Sefer Leket Sichus Musar. Leket Sichus Musar by Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher was the son-in-law of the Alter of Slobodka. He passed away in 1952. He was Rosh Yeshiva in Slobodka. And what's special about Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher is that he was actually the first one in Slobodka to teach a Gemara shir and also to give like regular Musar Shmuzin, which was part of the Alter Slobodka's philosophy. He didn't want people to think that it's like a stira, you know, like there's like a Gemara Rebbe, and then there's like a Mashkiach who gives you these Musar Shmuzin. It was very important in the worldview of the Alter Slobodka to show that the study of, you know, classic Torah sources and character development are not a contradiction, as absurd as that might sound to us. Anyways, he survived World War II in a remarkable way. It's an interesting story, how he was spared from some of the horrors of the Holocaust. And then he came to Eretz Yisrael, he came to Yerushalayim, and eventually moved the Slobodka Yeshiva, the Slobodka branch in Bnei Brak, where he was involved for the last couple of years of his life. So it's a Gevaldik Torah, and it's a Gevaldik Torah especially after Purim, because the whole Avodah of Purim is Adelo Yada. And now that Purim's over, we have to go back into the world of Yediyah. And that's what this whole piece is about. This piece is about how deep a person can delve into Yediyah, to know something, and then to know it better, and then to know it better, and then to know it better. Okay, and it's obviously connected to this past week's parsha. So, but it's a very strong, again, transition. Purim's Ad Delo Yada, and Pesach in many ways is about being Kona Yediyah. Right? If Pesach is the Yom Tov of Amunah, so the Rambam defines Amunah. The Rambam says Amunah in Hashem is Yediyah in Hashem. The more I know Hashem, the more I believe in Hashem. It's not an abstract belief. It's getting to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a real way, connecting to Hashem, Dveikus Hashem in a real way. So let's learn about how the Mishkan serves as a way of deepening our Yediyah. Okay? The piece is called Mailas HaZbonenus, the greatness of being contemplative. Again, mamish the opposite of Ad Delo Yada. Hashras Hashchina Hi Meimad Chadash V'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashras Hashchina offered us a new dimension. Meimad means a dimension. A new dimension in Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, if you'll ask yourselves, and I don't want to give away too much because it'll be nicer if we let him share it with us, let Rav Yitzchak Isaac share, teach it to us. But just think about it for a second. Think about it for a second. What more do I need to learn about God after coming out of Mitzrayim? What more could I possibly see and get to know about Hashem after everything we experienced in Mitzrayim? So we're going to learn today that Das, again, has many, many layers to it, many dimensions to it, and a person can always deepen their Yediyah. Just like Ad Delo Yada also has Madrigas, right? There's different degrees of not knowing in Kedusha, so there's obviously different degrees of Das, of deep connection in Kedusha as well. Okay, so let's jump in. Let's see. Seichel Tov Nikna Al Yedei Chachma Bina V'Das. Seichel Tov, a proper understanding of things, is acquired through Chachma, Bina, and Das. Now, how would you translate or distinguish between these terms, Chachma, Bina, and Das? So he tells us an interesting way of explaining it. Chachma hi ma shalom d'me acherim. Chachma is that which we learn from others. So you share a new idea with me. That's called Chachma. Bina hu mashem isbonin me'atzmo. Bina is that which a person is misbonin, a person contemplates on his own. It could be your own chiddush. It could be that Avi told me an idea, and now I think about it, and I add a nukuda to it. So that's called Bina, expanding the idea. Das, bidas yeshnan shtei kitzvos. Das, so to speak, has both extremes, has both ends. Harishon hu totza'as ha-chachma va-bina. On one level, you could say that Das is the result of Chachma and Bina. If you think of it in terms of like a Sviros chart, so you have Chachma on the right, you have Bina on the left, and Das is sort of the conglomerate, the combination of the two. So Das is sort of the result, the Totzah, the place that Chachma and Bina brings one to. Now that's a very vague way to describe what Das is, but he explains a little bit better, explains a little bit more. Kishiroa be'inav. When I see something, or I hear something from others. Right? So meaning that's how he defined Chachma and Bina. So when I acquire an idea from the outside, or I develop an idea from the inside, hareyu kona das v'yadiyah. In a certain sense, that is das, right? It automatically filters into that receptacle called das. But what does that mean? What makes das different than the chachma or bina that it's stemming from? So he says, because das, right? Once something lands in das, so then it has to, das is sort of like this engine that, like, you know, churns the idea over and over and over again and refines it further and further and deepens the connection to it. Because when I first acquire an idea, says Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Slobodka, aval yediyah zu refuyah yetzlo. When I first acquire this idea, it's very shaky, right? It's like I know it, I heard it, right? Let's say I never heard of the Baal HaTanya. Right, so someone comes to you and says, there was a tzaddik, his name was the Baal HaTanya. Never heard of the Baal HaTanya. Who's the Baal HaTanya? His name was Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi. Tell me more about him. He published his magnum opus in 1796. It's called Tanya. Right? He was born in 1745. Tell me more about it. Right? So, have I met the Baal HaTanya yet? Yes and no. Right? Obviously, we would call that the Ktzeh Acheron. We call that the outer edge of what the Baal HaTanya is. And the more I learn his Torah, and the more I understand his ideas, the more I get to meet the Baal HaTanya. So Yediyah sort of operates from sort of the lowest to the highest degrees of knowledge. Yediyah zo refuyah yetzlo. When I'm first introduced to an idea, so I've connected to it. That's what das is, connection. But it's a very weak connection. Kevin she'ena chushis. It's not sensory. I can't feel it in a deep way. It's very floaty. It's very, right? It's a very loose idea. It hasn't grounded itself within my mind and in my heart. But the more you think about it, the more you try to connect to that idea, the Baal HaTanya is not just like, you know, a theoretical person who once lived. You start to feel like you know the Baal HaTanya, right? The way he writes in the Hakdamah to the Sefer, I'm putting myself into print so people can get to meet me. That's what Hashem did, right? Kiviyachol, when Hashem wrote the Torah, Hashem says, I'm giving myself over to you in written form. So the more you get to know the person, or the more you get to know the idea, and the more you connect to it, the deeper the connection comes. The deeper the relationship is formed, right? Evan will tell you that when he first married his wife, it was a certain type of relationship, and now the relationship is deeper. Right? For those who are married, you understand that halavai, the das, the connection and the relationship continues to grow. So over the course of time, that yediyah becomes more deeply internalized within a person's mind and heart. V'kona la'shvisa, now it really has a place. It's not some floaty idea anymore. You're able to live it in a deep way. V'ne'yisa yediyah chushis u'mushreshes. It becomes sensory. The way that they describe about Rav Chatzko Levenstein, it said he didn't have his amuna in his mind or in his heart, he had his amuna in his hands. In his hands means you could touch it, right? It was tangible, it was real. It was something sensory. It wasn't just like, yeah, ani ma'amin b'muna shlema. What does that mean to you? Obviously, it means there's a lot of different madregos of what that means. So he says, zeu kvar kotze ha-yediyah. This is sort of the edge of yediyah, right? And he means both edges, right? There's the outer edge, there's the inner edge. And the goal is to constantly deepen our connection to know the things that we know and to know them better. So now, let's learn from this week's Parsha that we just read this past Shabbos. Let's try to understand. And he says it again in the incredible way of the Baalei Musar. Again, this is a son-in-law. This is a son-in-law of the Alter Slobodka. He spent some time by Rav Simcha Zissel. So he's very mekusher to all of the great early tzaddikim in the world of the Musar yeshivas. So he says, let's learn from the Parsha. Let's understand how you can know something and then you can know it better, and you can know it better, you can know it better, you can know it better. He says in the second paragraph, V'yesh lomod mea torad heichan magia kolach hayes bonenes basiyas ha-mishkan kedei lahashros shechina b'Yisrael. This will answer for us, by the way, also the question why the Torah has to like teach us about the Mishkan with all of its details over and over and over again. There's more to understand. That's the point. We can learn from the Torah how much a person who's misbonein, a person who's a thinking person, who wants to review an idea, the way the Baalei Musar would review ideas over and over and over again, to understand the degree that a person could bring the Shechina, Hashras HaShechina, into his life. So therefore, we read this past Shabbos, a pasuk that sounds familiar, because you'll say, wait a minute, that's in Parshas Truma? No, the pasuk that we're about to read is in in yesterday's parsha. Vishachanti besoch b'nei Yisrael, v'hayisi lahem le'elokim. I want to dwell amongst the Jewish people to be their God. V'yodu ki ani Hashem elokeihem asher hotzeisi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim l'shachni besocham. That they should know that I took them out of Mitzrayim to dwell amongst them. So now, says Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher, let's ask a simple question. And this is what makes the Baalei Musar so great. They ask the questions we all should be asking. He says, "Higa ba'atzmacha." Just pause for a second. Think about it for a second. Hamon, he paints such a beautiful picture for us. Hamon e'beis Yisrael sha'avdu b'farach avodas aved b'chomer levenim. We were slaves in Mitzrayim for 210 years with backbreaking labor. Vayizaku v'tal sha'avasim elokim. And we cried out to a God, hoping that maybe there's a God somewhere out there. And the Hashem responded. V'shalach lahem es Moshe b'chiro lefdosam. And Hashem sent us the choicest of the prophets, Moshe Rabbeinu, to redeem us and to save us. V'ya'amein ha'am datadat ki fakad Hashem esamo. And the people believed with clarity that Hashem was the one who was saving them. So they knew Hashem. They knew Hashem very well. And not only that, v'acher kach hika le'eneyem es Mitzrayim, be'eser makos, at shegam ha'mitzrim hodu she'etz be'elokim hi. Then they experienced the 10 wondrous makos in Mitzrayim for an entire year, to the point that even the Egyptians became frum. Even the Egyptians were able to say, oh, this is the finger of God, this is the hand of the Creator. V'nichbad b'paro v'chol chelo b'yamsuf. And Hashem glorified Himself by way of the downfall of Paro and all of his great armies, his legions, by the Yamsuf. To the point that what? V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. As was predicted in Perek Zion, it became a reality in Perek Yud Daled. This phrase appears twice. V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. Hashem says, I'm going to do this to make it known even to the Egyptians that I exist. And v'kachava, and that's what happened. U'mikol shekein Yisrael ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim hanesu ma'alfei nesharim. Sometimes more so, the Jewish people who were being carried on eagle's wings, they were able to point b'shas kriyas yamsuf and say, ze keili, to point marin ba'etzva, ze keili va'anveyu. Hashem was crystal clear to them. So they needed more, they needed to understand more. Va'adayin haisa chaser alhem yadia sh'Hashem hotziya me'eretz Mitzrayim. Did you even think about this question this past Shabbos? Hashem says, we're going to build a Mishkan. Oh yeah, why are we going to build a Mishkan? So that you'll know that I am Hashem, your God. We didn't know that already. Everyone knew that. We knew it, and we knew it more, and we knew it more, and we knew it more. We knew it when Hashem answered our cries in Mitzrayim. We knew it through the 10 Makos. We knew it through Kriyas Yamsuf. We knew it through the drowning of the Egyptians. We knew it over and over and over again. We knew it when we stood at Har Sinai. So what are we still learning when the Torah says, V'yadu ki ani Hashem Elokeihem asher hotzeisi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim l'shachni b'socham? We know that already. Sha'arei kasha Hashem Yisbarach higiz lahem slav. When Hashem provided us with wondrous food, the man, the slav, etc. Again, it says explicitly, Erev v'yadatem ki Hashem hotzi aschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Right? In the evening, now you're going to know that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. We know it already. How much more can you know it? We know that Hashem is our God. We know that Hashem performed miracles on the way out of Mitzrayim. V'nira, so therefore, says Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher, it seems, Sha'af yidia chadasha zu lo ishtarshra daya, that apparently this understanding that we had acquired over and over again had not taken root. Ishtarshra, right? Shoresh, had not taken root enough. There's more to understand. Shekein b'may med har Sinai. When we're standing at Har Sinai and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing Himself to us again, ba'anan kvodo, v'yatza kol Hashem b'koach gadol, kol Hashem b'hadar, when Hashem's booming voice is speaking to us at Har Sinai. And how does Hashem introduce Himself? What's the point of Hashem talking to us? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, in case you didn't know. Asher oseisi chomeres v'tzvayim b'beis avadim. However, we know this already. Ein yedia na lemizo. And if you'll tell me, so there could be nothing beyond that, right? Hearing God speak directly. It's one thing to know that Hashem is sending you a Moshe Rabbeinu. It's another thing to see that Hashem is bringing all sorts of wondrous changes within nature, the Ten Makos. It's another thing to watch Hashem split the sea to the point that we think we can see Hashem. We have Nevuah like never before. Every one of us is a prophet on the highest levels. And then it's another thing to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us at Har Sinai. And you would think, after that, Ein Yadiyah Nala Mizov, there could be no greater understanding than that. She'ein Achara Pikpuk. There could be no doubts after that. There could be no questions. There could be nothing more to clarify. Sha'arei b'terem ge'ula never l'moshe Rabbeinu. And after all, isn't that what Hashem told us? This is kind of the limits of Yediyah. Before we were even redeemed, when Moshe first met Hashem by the burning bush, what did Hashem say to Moshe? Shmos parak gimel. V'zel l'cha'os. This will be the sign. This will be the indication that we've come full circle. Ki anochi shalachticha. When you come to the mountain, that'll be a sign that we've come full circle. So what happens after Har Sinai? Because that's what these parashiyos are about. Truma, Tetzava, Ve'yakal, Pekudei, Hashras, Hashchina, the painstaking, wearisome details of building a Mishkan. What's its point? What is the point of the Mishkan? We had reached the heights of what we could possibly imagine. We all heard Hashem speak. It was so sensory, it was so tangible, it was so real. It wasn't some type of, some type of abstract experience. It was such a concrete experience that they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're scared we're not going to survive such a closeness to Hashem. Shebikshu, that's why they say in Parachof, Al yidaber imanu elokim pendamus. Moshe, you got to take over. If Hashem keeps talking to us, we're going to die. We're going to overload from being so close to Hashem. So what more could happen after Har Sinai? And yet, all these parshios that we're spending a lot of time, and especially if you're doing Shnai and Mikra, then you're really spending a lot of time, right? Trying to figure out, exactly how the crushim of the Mishkan are put together. And by the way, whatever anxieties you have, Moshe Rabbeinu himself had these anxieties. There's a medrash in Parshas Naso, where Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, "How do you want me to build you a house? What are you crazy? How can I build a house for God?" Hinei Hashemayim u'shmei Hashemayim lo yikalkulucha. The heavens and the height, Pasuk Malachim Aleph, right? The Shemayim and the heavens of heavens can't contain you, Hashem. So what? Now I'm going to build you this nice little building. So Hashem, it's such a beautiful lashon. You should check it out. It's a Medrash Rab in Parshas Naso. So Hashem says back to Moshe. He says, Moshe, relax. Do you think I want you to build me a bayis lefi kochi in accordance with my strength or my grandeur? I want you to build it lefi kochacha. I want you to build it according to your ability. And it's exactly what I told you. 20 beams on the north, 20 beams on the south, 8 on the west, right? 6 and then the 2 corner pieces, 8 in the back. That's all I'm asking of you. I'm asking you to build a bayis in accordance with your human abilities, right? It's like kadoshim to you. Should I be as holy as God? No. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. My kedusha is a different level. But do what you can according to your madrega. So now we're anxious. We're trying to build a house for Hashem. But we're asking ourselves, not only it seems crazy to build a bayis for Hashem who's infinite, but what more am I trying to achieve? What more am I trying to connect to that I haven't experienced already? And you'll ask, why are we building a Mishkan? That's the pasuk we read this past Shabbos. The pasuk says again, so you should know that I took you out of Mitzrayim. Does anyone not know that? Jonathan Berger, you don't know that yet? After seeing 10 Makos and crossing the Yamsof and standing at Har Sinai, you're not sure? It's not clear to you? You have to go over it again? V'arko klum lo yadu zos, says Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher. What, no one knew this? We have to chazer it over? So maybe you'll say, Shema tomar sheish kanavana acheres. Maybe you'll say that, no, you're not reading the pasuk right. What the pasuk is saying, asher otzesi osam, what's the end of the pasuk? L'shachni besocham. Maybe what the pasuk is emphasizing is that you should understand that the tachlis of Yisias Mitzrayim, the purpose of Yisias Mitzrayim, is l'shachni b'socham. Haynu yediyah shashras hashchina hi tachlis yisias Mitzrayim. I know you know that God exists, but I want you to know that the purpose of everything we went through is to be able to dwell amongst you. Maybe that's the chiddush of Parshas Tetzava. Maybe that's the chiddush of this pasuk. Says Rav Yitzchak Isaac, sure, but we know that already. Everyone knows that. We left Mitzrayim that Hashem should be real in our life. We know that. We know what the goal of leaving Mitzrayim is, to be with Hashem. They know it already. So why do we have to keep reviewing it? Why do we have to keep working on our knowledge of Hashem? And Chavre, this is the avoda, I think, really. I think Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. We go from the world of what? We go from the world of Purim, of Ad Lo Yada, and now we start Meseches Pesachim again. Or Larba, Sar Bodkin HaSachametz L'Or HaNer. We want to be able to what? To illuminate the dark corners of our mind, of our heart, of our existence. You know, the Imre Emes, I think about it every year, as I end the Purim Suda. Even though the Purim Suda never really ends, but at some point you got to stop. So the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, when he would get up from his Purim Suda, as he stood up from his chair to end the Purim Suda, which of course, you know, is basically Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, 30 days before Pesach, as he would get up out of his chair, he would recite the first Mishnah in Pesachim. Or, L'arbas, L'arbod, G'nas Chametz, L'arayna. I mean, he mamish transitioned from the world of what? From the world of Purim into the world of Pesach. But I think there's this beautiful relationship between the Adalo Yada of Purim and the deep Yadiya, the Amuna, which again in the world view and the words of the Rambam, Yadiyas Hashem is Amuna in Hashem, understanding Hashem deeper and deeper. So says Rav Yitzchak Isaac, sure, just look at the Torah. How many times is the Torah trying to help us to deepen that awareness of Hashem? It's not enough that Hashem hears your cries in Mitzrayim. It's not enough that you saw Ten Makos. It's not enough that you saw Kriyas Yamsuf. It's not enough that you stood at Har Sinai. Now you need to build the Mishkan so that you should know that I am Hashem who dwells amongst you. Says Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher, Chaver, here's the punchline in one line. Elevadai muchach mikan. What we learn from here. She'ein gvul v'keitz l'bisus ha'yedia. There is no limits to the foundation of yedia. A person can always go deeper and deeper into the sugya of knowing Hashem, of dveikus v'Hashem. That's what yedia is. Das is connection. I can always be more connected to Hashem. If I get to a point where I think like, I know God, I believe in God now. You're a failure. You have failed to understand that there are no limits to how much a person can get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to deepen that foundation of connection to Hashem. You know, the Tanya writes on the opening page, the Shar Blot, the opening page of the Tanya, the Baal HaTanya says, I'm going to teach you a derech and avodas Hashem that is a bederech arucha uktsar, right? The famous words of the Tanya. It's a long, short road. What does that mean, it's a long, short road? The way it's explained is that the short road to Hashem, in a certain sense, is, I guess, Purim, you know? Where a person goes from like 0 to 60 very quickly. The short road is sort of the emotional connection to Hashem, right? Where a person taps in, somehow gets an emotional high and feels really close to Hashem. But those highs never last. Those come crashing down. The derech harucha that the Baal HaTanya is talking about, the derech of Chabad, of Chochma, Bina, and Das, which is what we're learning today, right? The Baal HaTanya says, listen, but to know Hashem in your mind, to intellectually grapple with Hashem, it's a much longer road. It's easy to go to a nice, you know, kumzitz and play a couple of nigunim and to sing a little and to tell a nice chassidah shemaisa, and all of a sudden you feel like you're on fire for Hashem. That's called the derech kitzara. The derech harucha, to say, I know Hashem, but I want to know it more, and I'm going to try to deepen my understanding of the sugya. I don't want to just understand the bekiyas, I want to understand be'iyun. It takes hard work. It's a longer road. But it's a gevaldik feeling when you get to that next level, when you have that breakthrough. That's the most gevaldik feeling in the world. So that's why Hashem is pushing us. Deepen that yediyah. Deepen that yediyah. Ukechol shehi yoser chushis, harehi mushreshes yoser. The more sensory it is, the more tangible it is, that means the more deeply rooted inside of you it is. Yediyah achasi, shakadosh baruch hu hotzianu mitzrayim lios lanu lelokim. It's one form of yediyah to know that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim to become our God. But yediyah acheres, but it's a totally different thing. Kasher anu roam es hashruas hashchina b'sochenu, b'giloi u'bepirsum, u'vekavod she'en kamosu b'olam. It's one thing to know that God, you know, has our back and He shows up when we're in trouble and He pulls us out. It's another thing to live with Hashem in your bias. It's another thing to have Hashem b'socha mamish, b'asara nisim tadirim. It's another thing to not just, again, have a short burst of Dam Tzardeya Kinam Arov, but to live with Hashem and to experience constant miracles. The Amud Eish V'Anan V'Arpilei Tohar. To live with the presence of Hashem, whether it's in fire or it's in a cloud or it's in a mist of purity. B'kol Medaber Mibein HaKruvim. To have a Beis HaMikdash, to have a Mishkan where Hashem is speaking from between the Kruvim, where the Karbanos are constantly offering up a Reach Nichach to Hashem, where heaven and earth are kissing and meeting. To have a Mishkan, to live with that in a constant way, in a tangible way, a place where you're worshiping Hashem, Ba'avodas Yadayim, in a real way, that's another thing. It's a totally different thing. So now, the Rosh Hashiva concludes the way Rosh Hashiva would conclude the piece. And I want to be mechazik ourselves to continue to learn in a serious way. I always joke, like the whole Zman in YU is about 20 minutes, It's like when you add up the actual number of shirim we have per semester, the Zman is very short. But you have to chop around, you have to grab what you can. So look what he writes. He says, we don't have a Mishkan today. You don't have a Beis HaMikdash, right? So we end on a kind of depressing note. So it's great. Like we have this like very, strong upward trajectory from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yamsuf to Kabbalah Satorah to Mishkan. And now we're sitting 2,000 years without a Beis HaMikdash. So now what? Nu Chaim Meir. Now what? What do we do now? We're lost. V'af Kayom Azeh B'Galus Hamara. So now we're 2,000 years into a bitter Galus. Shanu Mitzuyim B'Hester Panim Zeh Alpayim Shana. 2,000 years we're sitting with Hester Panim. We haven't seen Hashem. We haven't seen miracles. We don't have that home base, that Hashras, the Shechina. So Chavah, that doesn't mean the Shechina is not with us. We just have to find it in the places that we can find it today. We have to know what Chazal say. Where is it today? Aleinu ledas shekol makum shegalu shechina imahem. We have to know that wherever we're exiled, and it's very true, Rav Yitzchak Isaac shares personal experience, from being a Jew who was in Slobodka, to traveling to Switzerland for his health, to escaping the horrors of World War II, to coming to Yerushalayim, Chevron, Yeshiva, Slobodka, the Bnei Brak, but always building, always connected to yeshivas. Spent a little bit of time in Mir Yeshiva, was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Ber for a short time at the beginning, in the earlier years of his life, when Rav Baruch Ber was just the Rav in his town. He learned by great tzaddikim, and he himself was one of the great tzaddikim who built yeshivas. So we need to know that wherever we go, wherever we are in Galus, the Shechina is with us. Shechinta Heicha Sharia, as the Gemara in Megillah Chav Tesamet Aleph asks, where is the Shechina today? Bebei Kenishta Deshaf Miduchta V'yasu B'Narda. In the Beis HaKnesses that was destroyed in one place and reestablished in Narda. In other words, the shuls, the yeshivas, the places where Hashem's name is still heard and spoken of and studied. Begalus Edom Haisa Shechina Shruya B'Yeshivas B'Bavel. When we lost the second Beis HaMikdash at the hands of the Romans, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, the Shechina is found in the great yeshivas of Bavel, in the yeshiva of Narda. Ukeshacharvu Merkez Torah Sham Nivnu B'Tsarfas, right? In France, in Sfarad, in Spain, the yeshivas continue to be built all around the world. V'Golsa Shechina Imam L'Dal Ramos Shehalacha Sheish LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Olamo. Whether it's France, or whether it's Spain, or whether it's Bavel, or whether it's America, whether it's Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, wherever there are yeshivas, wherever there are shuls, where people come together to daven, to experience Hashem, the amazing words of the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, that the whole tachlis of the world is to get together and to be able to daven and to say, Hashem, we are your creations. Amazing Lashonos. If you don't remember it, review the Ramban at the very end of Parshas Bo. Ukayom sha'anu begalus v'aretzenu akadosha. And now that we find ourselves in a gullus within Eretz Yisrael, right? He's saying, I understand, we're in a Baruch Hashem. He made it. He made it to Yerushalayim, he made it to Bnei Brak. He was building yeshivas. But we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Hashchina Shruya B'Yeshiva. We have to believe that Hashem's presence is found in the walls, and in the Beis Medrash, and in the Shi'urim, and in the Minyanim, in the learning, the davening. Oev Hashem Sha'ar Mitzionim B'Halacha Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. Like the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachos, Hashem loves the gates of halacha. Right? Hashem loves the dwelling places where people are learning Torah. Va'asara sha'oskim ba'Torah shechina imam. When 10 Jews get together to learn Torah, how many squares we got on the screen? 10. Gevaldik. Okay, good. We made it. Right? When you have 10 people learning Torah together or davening together, the shechina is there. Aval mi parsha seinu nimtzanu lemeid. But we learn again so clearly from our parsha. Shekechol shenam miklizbonin bezeh. To the degree that a person can see it and touch it with the re'iyah hushis, right? A sensory experience. To that degree, a person is establishing, is acquiring, is kona that yediyah in his soul. Ve'ein erech v'ashva ben yediyah muskeles lahargasha mukhshis. Beautiful line. And there's no comparison to a person who knows it in their mind in a theoretical way, an intellectual understanding of it, to a person who what? Who mamish, who feels it in a tangible way, in a sensory experience. It's one thing to, you know, to say I believe in God. It's another thing to live with Hashem, to build a place for Hashem. And that place could be your dorm room, by the way. That place could be your apartment with you and your wife. That place could be sitting in a base medrash by yourself. Right? That place could be in your own mind and in your own heart. Alkein aleinu lehisnahig b'yeshiva b'kavod uv'mor gadol k'mo b'beis hamiklash. He's being machazik the bnei yeshiva to understand the schus of being in a base medrash, of being in a yeshiva, of being connected to Talmud Torah. U'lahashrish yediyah zo b'libeinu, and to acquire this yediyah in our hearts. Va'ashre hamaskil u'mevin u'margish zos. And praiseworthy is the one who understands this, who deepens his understanding of this, and is able to come to a madrega where he's able to feel it in a real way. So it's a gavaldic question. Again, it's a gavaldic question, it's a gavaldic answer. What do you need to, why is the Torah so obsessed? V'yadatim, v'yadatim, yediyah, yediyah, yediyah. Because every step of the way is a new opportunity, a new dimension. Right? A meimad chadash v'yitzias Mitzrayim, a new dimension of yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's, you know, that's what Sfiras HaOmer is also. Each day of Sfiras HaOmer is building and building and building, getting back to our Sinai again and reacquiring it, and then making our Hashras HaShechina again. Our whole life is trying to just to deepen that that dveikus b'Hashem through the idea of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. All right, friends. Nu, what do you say? It's a good Torah. Any questions? Comments?